Seahawks, Super Bowl champions for the second time.
That means two people on our show lost our annual Jared and Katie's Super Bowl bet. And those two people are not Matt and not Jared.
Correct.
All because of your stupid Patriots, Jason.
What in the hell?
The long and boring bowl.
This might be a defensive game.
That led me to snore.
It looks like we are going to have a defensive football game.
My party guests were here.
I mean, it really does.
But said they had to go. Fourth quarter finally cheers.
Darnold to the end zone! Touchdown!
When teams began to score, where'd everybody go?
Go ahead. I was just pissed the whole time.
I bet. And that's what's telling Katie. One of the worst things, the good thing about your team making the Super Bowl, anybody's team, you're excited. But if you lose, it's just like, oh.
But for the first time ever, I embraced the fact that we're in again. I embraced it.
Sure.
That's a big deal.
That's
a big turnaround.
Lining.
And then, for all the years of Tom Brady and all that, I mean, just he was under pressure and he tried to do everything he could.
Tom Brady also not cheering for the Patriots.
He retracted.
Did he?
Yeah.
Okay, because I remember him saying that he was not going to do it.
I don't know if that was fake news.
Yeah, really?
Well, he said he had no dog in the fight, and then...
Which is insane, because you played for the Patriots the entire...
Right.
Like, not your entire career, but you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
And so then you're like, well, I don't have a dog in the fight. What a slap in the face.
Yeah, former teammates like, dude, what are you saying?
Yes, that's terrible.
After the blowback, he's like, no.
What I meant was...
No, I like the Patriots. No, right. What I said was...
I told Jared that if there was one person... who totally overperformed and drew out their job responsibility, it was the coin toss guy. Did anybody else see?
No? I missed it. I was like getting food, I guess.
All right. So the guy, first of all, they have the woman from the Smithsonian there, who has their scarf, and she's got the coin in the box, and she's presenting it, and the guy, the referee who is... the one who takes the coin out of the box, he kind of like takes it and then elbows his way past her. And she was just standing there like, oh, okay. And then, no lie, three different times, Joe Montana, the referee says to Joe Montana, Joe, if you'll do the honors. And Joe, three separate times, goes to reach for the coin and the ref is still holding it, talking about it. And it was so awkward. And then Joe Montana flips it finally up in the air once he gets away from the ref. And then, you know, it's like this big deal. The Smithsonian lady is there. She's protecting it. They have the guards, the whole deal. And then as soon as the coin hits the ground, all these dudes with cleats are just walking all over it.
No, he has
5 minutes.
The thing about the coin toss, why it's very big deal, is a ton of money is bet on that.
Yes. I'm glad you said that. Someone put a $250,000 bet on the coin toss 40 minutes before the game at Caesars Palace. They bet $253,000. They picked heads, and they were right. They got their money back, plus they won $245,000.
Wow. Mm. Just 45 minutes beforehand.
Well, it's a huge deal.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we had a Super Bowl bet, speaking of bets. And so Katie and Jason lost. So if Matt and I lost, we would have had to shave our beards, which anyone has a beard for a long time and you have anyone that cares about you, you don't want that to happen.
It would have been detrimental.
Yes, and for 30 days and posted on our billboards and all that. This, I think, especially for Katie... It's the most detrimental thing that you could ever have happen to you.
Why? At what point did I agree to it? Why did I think it was a good idea?
I don't know.
Why?
I don't know.
Because I thought for sure it will never happen.
It's not an immediate execution. Like, for instance, if you have to, like, I had to get a tattoo, quick. So it seems like not a big deal. But it is.
But it is. No drinking for 30 days.
30 days, no drinking.
Or do we say to the end of the month?
30 days.
Oh.
Don't do it, Jason.
And we get tested. Okay. They have a test
weekly
that they can tell within 4 or 5 days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that if you've been drinking.
And we're going to take the test.
Weekly.
Live
and so
on here.
We'll pick a day at the same time so everyone's aware.
Thursday at midnight.
Or it should be random, Matt.
I think they do it in the NFL. It's random drug testing.
You're right. Random's better.
Okay, well, We said once a week
But no, because then you guys can, if it's a 4 or 5 day thing, you can
cheat. You're going to time it.
If you know the test is on Friday, then you could like, all right, I'll drink all weekend. Then by the time the test comes around, that's not fair.
What's wrong with that?
You're not keeping your beer.
What's wrong with not being honorable?
The test shows I wasn't drinking.
Right. Do you drink like a glass of wine a day?
No. I don't drink.
She says
I don't drink typically during the week.
Not even a glass of wine.
Every once in a while. Okay. I mean, like if I'm
cooking, only with dinner.
Only with dinner. I really don't. I mean, that's a during the week. Not. I don't. I mean, unless it's like a weird week. You know, like long weekend or whatever. It's normally Friday and Saturday. And I don't even drink on Sundays, really.
I will tell you this.
Because I don't want to
feel bad. You're recovering,
yeah. It'll be the most boring month ever.
Yeah. And here's the best part. I'm going to the mountains with my whole family for 3 days. Full days. And then I have 2 big events at the end of the month.
And Valentine's.
Well, that's the weekend. We're going to the mountains.
Oh, that's the weekend. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, so, and you're thinking, well, what happens if they break it? If they break it, let's say if... I guess we need a sign, right? We need a sign.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean? Sign?
Oh, if one of them breaks it, we both benefit from that.
Is that what we're doing?
100%.
I thought one person.
Because if Katie breaks it and Jason doesn't, and Katie's on, I get no benefit from that.
Oh, that's true.
That is true. Because the bet's against both of us.
That's true. You're exactly right, Matt.
That's not fair.
All right, fine. So the bet is so they know.
That's fine. I don't care about that.
Now, if they both break it, I'm fine to divvy it up.
Right. Yeah, we'll double up.
But
if they break it, and it can happen more than once.
Yes.
It could happen. If you could fail, we're going to do 4 tests. You fail all 4 times. You have to be our servant for the day.
Disgusting.
Now, I want to set some parameters here because I'm not willing to see either one of you naked.
Good Lord. What type of servant thing
you can this was?
Why do you think we would want that?
I don't know.
Prostitution?
Just like, draw my bath or something.
Oh, yeah,
you know, something
wipe
weird.
My butt.
Like, no thanks. I'm not scrubbing either one of your toilets.
No.
So don't even ask. Yeah. I'm not doing it.
Oh, no, Katie.
No,
I think she has a better chance of breaking it.
Really?
But are you going to scrub their toilet? These are parameters for both of us.
I get that.
Do you want to go and see either one of them naked?
He's naturally contrarian. He's like fighting against you.
Yes, he is. But this is you too.
No, we should scrub toilets.
Yeah,
Between me and Katie.
Right, I know.
The bet is Katie can't do it.
Right.
No, absolutely not. That's not how that's going to work.
I was thinking more like, while we're here, hey, can you get me a drink from downstairs?
Sure, no problem.
Maybe we have something where, like, at lunchtime, like, you order me some lunch and bring it to me.
Like, I'm not paying your power bills.
No.
Okay?
No.
What about
that gas bill?
No.
No.
Dang. Oh, no. So just a few parameters. Yeah,
okay, that's
we'll
fine.
Bring court papers to the attorney.
Thank you. Please. That would be actually very helpful.
Yes.
Maybe I'm like, hey, can you pick up one of my kids? Because I'm on the road all day long. But that's if you break it. If you don't break it, you ain't got to worry about it.
Matt, you got any special requests you could think of right now?
I've had a few.
Okay.
Yeah. You guys might be cooking my dinner.
Yeah.
Okay.
And filming it.
That I could do that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.